Okay, today's daf is Chulin on daf Kuf Aleph. So Chulin Kuf Aleph, we'll start with Kuf and Mabez. In the last cycle, we were still in the middle of the daf, so let's go back to Umi Matzis. Umi Matzis, so we're talking about the Machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, fascinating Machlokas, about whether the Isra of Gedanasha applies to non-kosher animals. Machlokas historically, fascinating Machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam, about what does it mean, Besinai Nemar, Elisha Nechtav, Mimkomo, other Girsos, or Besinai Neesar, Elisha Nechtav, Mimkomo. And then, we said that Behuda seems to hold in our Mishnah that Isser Chalal Isser, the Isser of Gira Nasha, and the Isser of not kosher. They could coexist. Is that really true? That he holds Isser Chalal Isser. So that's what the Gemara is involved in, right now. And then we went into, well, maybe it's because, does he hold Yesh Begidim Nosei Tam, Ein Begidim Nosei Tam, so we're in the middle of that discussion. So the Gemara says in the middle, Umi Matzis. Umi Matzis Amar Noeg B'Shalil. Could it be possible that that's what we're talking about here? That really Rabbi Yehuda holds. The suggestion we just made was that Yesh Begidim Eno Sein Tam, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is some type of taste, as we discussed 2 days ago from the Nesivus. What does that mean? It means everybody holds there is some taste. The question is, halachically, is it recognizable taste? So really, maybe we're talking about, he holds Yesh Begidin, and the issue is the Shalil. The Shalil, the fetus, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta a couple of times, you know why he holds Isser Chalal Isser? Because it starts at the same moment. Right, Isure Bas Achas, Isser Gid, Isser Tuma, Bahadi Adadi Kaasu. The Isser of Gid and Tuma of not kosher start at the same moment, and that's why you say Isser Chalal Isser. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Umimat says Amrei Noeg B'Shalil. But if it's Rabbi Yehuda, does he hold that there is an Isser Bichlal of Chelev and not kosher when it comes to the Shalil V'Hatznan? Didn't we learn earlier Noeg B'Shalil? Right, the beginning of the Perek Noeg B'Shalil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Noeg B'Shalil V'Chal B'Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says Eino Noeg B'Shalil, the Isurim. So therefore, Isur Tuma it wouldn't apply. So the Gemara says, Hani Mili Gabe Tahora, Drachmana Amar Kolpe Behema Tochelu. So maybe that's only talking about in the kosher animal, Bibehema, the fetus there. Because there, even the Chelev and the Gid are coming from that pasuk, as we had earlier in Perek Behema Hamakasha. Avol Biv Tmeya, knowing. But by a non-kosher animal, it is knowing, and we could say, Isser Chalal Isser, because it's not really Isser Chalal Isser. It's Isser Bevasachas, and they both start as the fetus is being formed. Both the Isser of Gid and the Isser of Tuma start at the exact same moment. So therefore, Isurei Basachas, apply. Again, that itself is a machlokas tanaim, whether two isurim that start at the exact same moment apply, but we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda holds of that. So the Gemara says, can we really hold of this? That there are chal b'basachas? Again, we had this whole shakla v'tari earlier in the beginning of this parak in Anasha, because we were talking about there, again, trying to figure out what is the case of the Mishnah of Gid Hanasha being chal on kudshim. Right, so here is a parallel discussion about the Gid Hanasha being chal on Tmeya. Right, that's the same parallel machlokas. So can we say it's Bahadi Adadi Batnan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah Mesechas Nazir, Al Elu Tumas Hanazir Megaleach? On the following Tumas, the Nazir is Megaleach, meaning if a Nazir becomes Tamei, Tumas Base, one of the three Yisurim of a Nazir, so then he has to shave his head and start his Naziris again. So that includes Al Hames, Vi Ala Kazayas Ben Hames, on a Mace, and even the Kazayas, Vakashulan, and we asked about that Mishnah. Al Kazayas Ben Hames, Megaleach, if the Mishnah says that even a Kazayas ben Hames, a Nazir loses his Nazirah, so obviously a Homes. So what do you have to tell me even a Homes if it says Kazayas ben Hames? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo nitzricha el lenefel, so niskashu evar v'gidin. The Chiddush is, in the case of a Nefel, who does not have Gidim yet, officially, a Nefel wouldn't have, the sinews aren't all formed yet, but it's still called a Mace. So there, you could have a case where it's a mace, and even though it wouldn't be called Kizayis ben Hames, Alma Isser Tuma Kadim. So you see, the baby could be called a whole being in terms of mace, even though there's no Isser of Gid yet. So the same thing we're suggesting by the animal, right? Maybe the animal is called, when the animal is being formed, even before the Gidin come of come into reality, so to speak, it's still called an animal. And therefore the Isser of Tumah would be before the Isser of Gid, it wouldn't be Basachas. That's the Kasha. So the Gemara says, Afagav, the Isser of Tumah Kadim, Isser Asi, Isser Gid, Chayel Alei. Even though the Isser of Tumah is a little bit earlier, the Isser of Gid can still be Chal on it, Shekeni, Suro Noeg, Bibinei Noach. Because the Isser is Noeg, Bibinei Noach, as we said earlier, what does this mean? Does this mean that means it's an Isser Chamur, Rashi says? And even if you want to say, Ein Isser Chal, Isser, if it's an Isser Chamur, it can be chal. What is the iser? What makes it chamor? So we discuss then. Does it mean that it's chal even on B'nai Noach? Does it mean B'nai Noach as in one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? But it means it was the iser started earlier in history. Right? It started, according to Rabbi Yehuda earlier, Afitmeya, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mi B'nai Noach Ma'aser Gid Hanasha. Right? It started even earlier, and that makes it more chamor. That does relate to the fact of, you know, how do we look at that Rambam that came up yesterday in the Pirush Mishnayos? So what, that it started earlier? That has to do with the history of the mitzvah. That doesn't have to do with why the mitzvah is obligatory upon us. So it's still somewhat unusual that that would make a difference in terms of the lamaisa iser bizman hazeh. Because the reason that we do mitzvahs, as the Rambam said, is because in the Torah it is chacha halacha. And it's based on what happened at Har Sinai. Because it happened earlier, that makes it more chamor. Okay, but again, we're looking for any type of chumor to say that it is going to be chal. And dekanami, diktani, amar b'yuda, v'alo b'mineinah, Yaakov, Nesar, g'dan asha, v'adayin, b'yma t'meya, muteras lohem. That's exactly what his statement is in the Mishnah, describing, hey, it started earlier. So if it started earlier, maybe that's exactly why it could be iser, chal al iser, in our Mishnah. Okay, so that relates finishing up yesterday's daf and relating to what exactly is the case under discussion where we have both. But again, remember that Machlokas, Rashi, and the Rambam had to understand the Mishnah. Each one is a chiddush in its own right, which Baruch Hashem, maybe we'll get back to another time soon as well. Okay, Gufa says the Gemara now, second to last line. Ha'ochel gid hanasha shal behema tameya. Somebody eats the gid hanasha, as we said earlier, of the non-kosher animal. We have this price up above. So how many Averis does one get? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Shtayim, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Yehuda says two Averis, where the Isra of Gid HaNasha, the Isra of non-kosher. Rabbi Shimon says you're totally Poter. Which is, why is that? Why does Rabbi Shimon say you're totally Poter? And again, we're about to get into, again, one of the main sugyas here of Isra Chalal Isser. Keep in mind that three machlokos in the Tanaim. Machlokas, number one, as we just mentioned, about Isser Babas Achas. Do we say that if two Isurim are Chala at the exact same moment, well, that breaks the rule of Isser Chala Isser. Then we say it's okay, because why should one be Chal and not the other one? And therefore, you have to be say both, right? So otherwise, we have a similar type of a limud we have in the beginning of Maseches Baba Kama, right? We have, right, well, should you learn it A or B, Lechumer or Lekulas? We say Lechumer Makshinon, because, you know, why should you pick one over the other? So here, you would have to say both. So here too, if it's chal b'vasachas, maybe they will both be chal. But there are two other categories of Yisurim, as we just alluded to, but the Gemara is now going to get into them in a little deeper way. And that is Isser Mosif and Isser Kolel. Right, those two, again, there is a machlokas we've shown in what each of them are. We'll assume now that an Isser Mosif is an Isser that is deeper and more intense than the previous Isser. Let's say something is Usser Ba'achila, and then it becomes Usser Bahana, that would be an Isser, Isser Mosif. It's Mosif, it's on the Isser. Isser Kolel means it's more inclusive. More inclusive. Maybe includes more people, maybe includes more items. Right? If something is Usser Mishum Nevela, and then Yom Kippur, if somebody eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, that could be called an Isser Kolel. Because Nevela is Usser beforehand, but comes Yom Kippur, and now all food is Usser. All food is Usser. So that makes it Kolel. Maybe it's an Isser Mosif also, because Nevela is an Isser Lav, and then eating on Yom Kippur is an Isser Karis. Right? So maybe, would an Isser in Onesh, would that be an Isser Mosif, or is it not just a reflection? It really has to be something more Lamaisa, meaning Isser Achila, Isser Hana'ah, and others. But again, these are all discussions in the Rishonim in various places. One of them is right here. In terms of the definitions of what is an Isser Kolel, what is an Isser Mosif. There is also an important discussion, just to mention, but again, it comes up throughout in the background of all of these sugyas, and that is, when we say Ein Isser Chal al Isser, right, Ein Isser Chal al Isser. And if you look in the old Minchas Chinuchs, where we have all of those amazing Rashi Tevas, they say the Minchas Chinuch was very poor. He didn't have any money, so he used to write on the walls, and used to write very unusual Rashi Tevas. Now the new Minchas Chinuchs that we have, new, decades old, but the black ones, so it doesn't really have too many Rashi Tevas. But in the old-fashioned Minchas Chidach, there were very long Rashi Tevas. So one of the favorite ones was, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. You look, Aleph, Aleph, right? You try to figure that out when if you're not learning the Sugya. But Ein Isser Chalal Isser says, there is a question in Lumdis, what does that mean? Does that mean it's not Chal at all? Period, Ein Isser Chalal Isser? Let's say something is ready, Asr, and now another Isser comes. So forget it, it's nothing. Or do we say no? It is Chal in some conceptual way, and maybe it has some nafkaminas. It just means that you're not going to get double Malkus, or you're not going to get two Aveiros in a certain sense. So there is a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos that seems to talk about this, but this is a question that is discussed more by the Achronim than by the Rishonim. The Beis Halevi has a whole tshuva. Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Dalid, he discusses Yachkor, the Beis Halevi's tshuvas were different than other Shilas tshuvas. They weren't so much Lumaisa questions asked. It was Lamdis in tshuva form. Yachkor, Tahad the Kaimalon, the Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Ihavi Rak Leinyan Chiyav, Aval Leinyan Isser Chal, Olo. That's Simon Mem Dalin. Hine Bechola de Yom HaKippurim, the Kaimalon de Machil Roso Akalakal, Tchila. Right, we hold that if somebody has eaten Yom Kippur, you give him the less usser items. Ma'achil noso akalakal. V'yesh l'ayin. V'yesh l'fanav chaticha shal isser. Echad. U'bachaticha hasheni yeshnei isurim. You have two pieces of meat. The chola has to eat one of them. One of them has one isser on it, and one of them has two isurim, but it's not two because of ein isser chalal isser. Does it make a difference which one the chola eats? Im yesh l'hakta b'chaticha shal isser echad. V'din zetali, that's our issue. But the kaimalon dein isser chal alisser. Im avi rak l'inyin chiyuva greida, aval inyin isura chal gam alisser asheni. Inherently, it's still aser as two. You're just not going to get two onshim. Olo chal klal. Ulefisha ikrzed lo matzasi b'lachronim amarti laharech bo tzas. So if you know the Beis Halevi says, I'm going to be Marach Sas, so he has a couple of pages on this. So again, he discusses the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Beis, Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara discusses the Isser of a man being with a woman who has the Isser of Ashes Ish or Ashes Ach. There are two brothers married to two sisters. And then one of the brothers dies, and the other brother goes and is with the other sister. So it's Ashes Ach and Achos Isha. Right, so the question is, how many Averis does one get? Rabbi Yossi holds you get two Averis, Eishas Ach and Achos Isha, and Rabbi Shimon says, Eino Chayev Ela Achas. And Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, so how could it be? So the Gemara's Lashon there is, Ma Le'ani Alav Ki'ilu Asa Beis, the Eino Chayev Ela Achas. L'mai Nafgamina, L'kovro Bein Risham Gemurim. Right, in the olden days, they used to bury people based on, in places, right, the Dalet of Chayvim Mises Bezdin. So, Skila Sreifa area, and the Herakhenik area, and much more Machpid in those days about that, which we don't obviously do Bizban Azeh. But says the Beis Halevi, Ari Sfirle, L'Rab Yossi, Z'Yavagav De'ein Isser Chalal Isser, Mikol Malkom Hayna Rak Linyin Chiyam Malkus, Aval Akalpanim, Isa Al Hadavar Shnei Yisurim, Delinyin Isser Ve'onish Bidei Shamayim, Chala Hasheini, V'Kovrin Oso Bein Risham Gemurim. Right, or maybe what if the first Isser somehow is Paka? Is the second one Chal after the first one disappears? So again, this is the issue that is brought up by the Achronim. The Beis Halevi discusses it. The Minchas Chinuch discusses it in one place. But either way, this is an important issue to keep in the background as we get into this sugya. So again, let's get back into the Gemara. So we have a Machlokas Tanoim. If somebody eats the Gid Anush of the non-kosher animal, or Yehuda says Yechayev too, as our Mishnah said, and Rabbi Shimon says, you are putter. So the question is, why are you putter? Rabbi Shimon Manavshach. E Isser Chalal Isser. If you say Isser Chalal Isser L'Chayev Nami Mishum Gid, so then you should like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It should be Chayev, not kosher, and Chayev for the Gid. E Ein Isser Chalal Isser. If you say Isser is not Chalal Isser, so fine. Gid Hanashe couldn't be Chal, so L'Chayev Mishum Tumah Dekadim. So at least say that you're Chayev Mishum not kosher. Right? At least that should be Chal, you shouldn't be putter. And if he holds that the gid is not halachically relevant, right, let's call it that way, right, that there is some type of taste, but the gid is not halachically recognizable. So then that's why you're not chayiv mishum, not kosher. Because, as we said yesterday, 2 days ago, that the isser of not kosher has to do with hana'ah. And if there's no hana'ah, so then there's, right, so he's not edible, so then it's not going to be usher. Right? Hana'a could substitute for kavana. Right? We know that from elsewhere, the sugyas of Misasek. Remember that Gemara, Misasek v'chalavim v'arayos? It's going to come up again in a couple of Mesechtas. Misasek v'chalavim v'arayos chayev shekei nehenah. Right? Misasek, usually if I'm Misasek involved in an Aveira, so then it's less than a shogeg. I don't even know what I'm doing. But the Gemara says where one gets physical pleasure from the Misasek, so either Bia or Achila, Misasek v'chalavim v'arayos chayev shekei nehenah. So, but that's this assumption is that there is hanah by an eating. But if we say ain begidim no sein tam, so it's not called an eating, so you're not going to be chayav for not kosher, but you're going to be chayav for gid because that's the isra of gid, the gid hanasha, that's the chiddush of gid, right? Not like the other opinion earlier that you're only chayav for the kinoknos, right? You're chayav for the gid itself. So says the Gemara, vi ain begidim no sein tam lachayav mishum gid. So there's no isra of not kosher. So miman of shachar, Bishimah said you should be chayav for something, right? Either for not kosher, or for gid. So why would Rabbi Shimon say patr if you eat the gid and asha of a not kosher animal? So Amar Rava, la'olam kasavar, ain't begidim no sein tam. Ain't begidim no sein tam, and that's why there is no isser of not kosher. V'shayni hasam, aye, so what about the gid and asha? Shayni hasam, to Amar Krav, but he also holds that it only applies to kosher animals. So the isser of not kosher doesn't apply because it's not edible, and the isser of gid doesn't apply because it only applies to kosher animals. The shiny, it's not something that we would advise people to be doing and involved in, but technically he's not going to violate an isser daraisa. The shiny hasam to amakra. The pasuk says lo al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael as gid anasha misha gido aser b'saru mutter. Don't eat the gid anasha, which makes it sound like don't eat this part of the animal, a part of the animal that you could eat the rest of the animal. Right? Gido aser ubsara mutter. Yatsa zu shegido aser ubsara aser. Excluding a gido, a non-kosher animal, that whole animal is aser. So therefore, we have a drusha that it only applies to a kosher animal. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon would say, mimanavshach here, one is not going to be chayev. One is not going to be chayev. The Rishonim discuss a little bit, just in terms of lumdis, the Rashba writes in the tshuva, what about the gid hanashe of a person? What about the gid hanashe of a person? So in terms of halachically, what type of iser that would be? The Rashba says that you would be chai, it would be aser daraisa. Gid anasha of a person is also aser daraisa mishum gid anasha. Why? Because of Yaakov Avinu. That's the whole source of it. Right? This goes on the list. We're nearing the end of the Perek Gid Anasha here. Only a couple more dafim. But we have to keep the list of halachas that are learned out because it's dafka from Yaakov. And do we learn, right? Remember we had earlier, there has to be a gid anasha. We had Tosfos towards the beginning of the parak. That the gid anasha has to be an iser that applies only when the person's alive. Because Yaakov is alive when he fought the Malach. Right? A couple of halachas that we've had. So that's the Rashba here too. The Rashba in Chelek Aleph in the Tshuvas discusses that the iser of gid anasha applies. And the question is, what about this drusha of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon say not because it's only, usser, the anasha is only usser where the rest of the being is mutter. The rest of a person, mutter, right? So that itself is a machlokas rishonim. What is the isser of Basar Adam? What is the isser? Obviously, the isser of many generally surim that it would apply to. But technically, what is the isser? So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalas Asuro says this is it's an isser asay. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't be a cannibal, right? Don't eat Basar Adam. It doesn't say that anywhere beferish. But the Rambam does say it's an isser asay. Isser Asay, the Rambam, beginning of Machalos Asuros. Ha'adam, afal bishenemar bo, vayhi ha'adam lenefesh chaya, eina bechlal minei chaya. Even though it says the person is a nefesh chaya, so it doesn't mean chaya in the halachic sense, ba'alas parsa. Right? A person has split hoof, a person doesn't chew its cud, doesn't have to have the proper simanim. So lefichach eino belos asay. Right? It's not, a person is not included in the regular losasei of not eating non-kosher animals. Even though he's called nefesh chaya. Maybe that's where the unkelus, ruach memalala, right? He's emphasizing that chaya in that context is a different type of, meaning, right? The talking spirit. Viha ochel mi besar ha'adam, o mechelbo, says the Rambam. If somebody eats human flesh, beimen achai, beimen ameis, ein aloke. There's no losasei. There's no losasei. Aval aser hu ba'asei. Isser asay, chaman al aslan, if this pikuach nefesh, person's about to die. Right? Chaman al aslan, there are times in history where this came up. Rachman al aslan, right? Is it better to eat a piece of nevela? It's better to eat Basar Adam. So technically, if you read this Rambam, it sounds like Basar Adam is better. It's less usser, right? Isser asay. What's the asay? What's the isser asay? Shari mana hakasav, shivas minechaya. The Torah says, there are seven types of chaya. Zos achaya shartochlu. Hakol shehu chutz mehen lo sochlu. V'lav haba mechlal asei, asei. Right? Question halachically, I've heard other poskim discuss it, that might be other larger Yisroel, that maybe it's not so pashut, you don't, even if it's an Yisroel asei, there are other Yisroel that might be involved in this, in terms of kedoshim tiyu, in terms of other defining, either way, this is the Rambam. The Ravid even says even less. Amar Avram, v'im kein lama amru, v'damo sha'afilo mitzvahs prosh ein bo. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Samach. Again, this is an important issue, but again, it relates to this shita of, if you say the Gid Anasheh is only from a being, that the rest of the being is mutter, so what about Psar Adam? What about Psar Adam? Would the Gid Anasheh of a person be usher? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Also, just one other introductory remark as we get into sugyas of Isser Chalal Isser and Isser Mosav and Isser Kolel. Does the principle apply to non-Jews, B'nai Noach? Ein Isser Chalal Isser? Right, what is that? Does that apply? The Minchas Chinuch asked this question. In Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi. Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi, the Minchas Chinuch, and of course he comes up with some type of Hechi Timsi. He says, Ani Mesupak, Ibe Ben Noach Shayich Gamkein Ein Isser Chalal Isser. I'm not sure. Because the Rambam, he quotes, says in Ilchas Malachim that b'shoge gomer at ben Noach patavrak omer mutter is chayev. So bedin imkein bedin and ben Noach nolad, and he quotes a case of Arayos that b'nei Noach would be a case of ein isser chal isser by Arayos. I mean, what else? What are the other shevim isser Noach where you have isser chal isser? Not going to come up by Geneva or Avodah Zarah, right? Avodah Zarah, right? Double. So, Arayos. That's where many of the Ein Isser Chalal Isser comes up. So he comes up with a Ben Noach, Nolan Me'anusas Aviv, Yachrach Nasa Aviv Osav, Ben Bal, a whole Hechi Timsi, whether you apply Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So he says, V'nire, De'ein Chalik Bazeh Levein Yisrael. He thinks there's no difference. Why? Because what is the source? That's a Machlokas we've shown him. So there's no source given in Shas for Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Why can't you say two Averis? What's the problem? Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach. You know, why can't both be chal? So the Gemara just assumes that. So many Rishonim assume that it's just a svara. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch is going with now. Kuf tzadi ozvav. De kemo gabi Yisrael lo yalfinan ze mikra rak svara kama pa'amim b'shas. De kivan. And what's the svara? De kivan de mushma v'yomehu ein chal alav od iser. It's already full. Right, it's already full. The Gemara sometimes uses the Lashon by tumah. So I'm just might give that as a mashal. Savala tuma, the Gemara says sometimes. It's already full of tuma, it can't become more tuma. Right, we had earlier by tuma's ziva. Let's say zav is dores on something. Right? Zav is dores on a carpet. So it's an avatuma. And then the carpet rips, so it's no longer to be sat on. So do we say it's at least medris magazov? Right, we had earlier in the fourth parak. So do we say savala tuma and the lesser tuma is on chal? So similarly here. So we're already mushba. Im kein be ben Noach nami ein iser chalal iser im lo kol elu mosav kamo be Yisrael. So he assumes that, but he puts that in the footnote. But it's not so pashut because there are other Rishonim that say it's based on a pasuk. Umesu bo ki yichaleluhu ein iser chalal iser. Tosus is on Hedrin on Daf Pe Gimel. Right? Tosus Yisharim in Yevamis. Daf Yud Gimel says it's a svara. The Rashi Nozer said it's a pasuk. So again, if it's a pasuk, so lechora, then it would be limited to Jews. If it's a svara, maybe it could be taken to Bnei Noach. Minchas Chinuch asked that question a number of times. Minchas Chinuch also asked it in another, I think, more well-known context of Shiurim. Does Shiurim apply to B'nai Noach? Eivir Menachai is, in Isser, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So, what if a guy eats less than a kezias of Eivir Menachai? Are Shiurim something that apply to B'nai Noach? Shiurim, we assume, are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So maybe a guy but Shiurim don't apply. Right? What about Geneva? If somebody seals a Chatzi Pruta. Chatzi Pruta. So we mentioned the Magen Mishnah, I think a few Shiurim ago, about Chatzi Shirasim and HaTorah. Does not apply to Geneva. Maybe there are no Shiurim. Right? Maybe they'll be Chayiv, whatever they're supposed to be Chayiv, even less than a Shiur. So again, often, where you have halachas that conceptually could apply to B'nai Noach, the Minchas Chinuch often asks, do they or don't they? Right? Even in that context of Shiurim, he talks about, what about the Shiur of Gadlus? 12 and 13 years old. Is that part of regular shiurin? That's a machlokas rishonim. What's the source for 12 and 13 years old? The Tshuvas Harash discusses this. Is it Halach Moshe V'Sinai or is it Vayigdalu Ana'arim? Right? Is it based on a pasuk? So if it's based on a pasuk, then it should only apply to Jews and then non-Jews, so, or even shiurin, then it's totally on das, right? Could be 6 years old, 7 years old. If a child is precocious and has das, then maybe they'll be chayiv for their mitzvos even earlier. So again, this is a interesting question that Minchas Chinuch wonders about relating to the Jew and the non-Jewish world of halacha. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. We continue now. Ha'ochel get anasha shel nevela. So we just spoke about the get anasha of a non-kosher animal. So now we're going to move on to other permutations. What about the get anasha of a nevela? A kosher animal died. Right? A kosher animal died. So it's now asa mishum nevela. If somebody needs to get anasha of a nevela, how many averis? Get anasha. Here, it's the opposite. Right? The earlier, we were talking about maybe it was not kosher before it was asa mishum get anasha. Here is the opposite. Here, when it was alive, the Ganasha was Aser, and now it only had the Isra of Nevela after it dies. So, Rabbi Meir, Mechayev, Shtayim. Meir says, Mechayev, two. Why Mechayev, two? As we will see, because Nevela is an Isra Kolel, right? Before, the animal was only Aser Mishum Gid Hanasha. Now, the entire animal becomes Aser Mishum Nevela. It includes more. More included, it's an Isra Kolel. V'chacham Mor, Mechayev Ala Achas. V'chacham say, no. No, you're only chayev one. They don't hold of the iser kolel being allowed. You still say ein iser chal iser. Umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Meir, but the chachamim would agree to Rabbi Meir that you're chayev two. Bochel ganasha shel ola v'shal shorhaniskal, not nevela, because nevela and ganasha are both lavim and just usher to eat. But the chachamim would agree to what we defined before as an iser mosif. The ganasha of a karbon or of shorhaniskal, that are both aser behana'a, shechayev shtayim, there they'll be chayev two. Right? So, the shita of the chachamim, according to this version, the chachamim hold, iser kolel, no, iser mosif, yes. Right? If it includes more, that's not good enough to make it chal. Right? And you can think about it in lumdus. Why should, just because other things are included, what difference does that have to make with this gid? This gid was usher before, this gid is usher now, and nothing changed in this gid. It's still usher mishum lav, just because more included. Migu de chal on everything else is chal on this one, maybe I'll reject that svara. But if this thing becomes more usher, right, it becomes more intensely usher, it's usher bahana, okay, so then I'll, right, that's the svara. Again, each of the permutations you can think of the svara, right, you might say exactly the opposite. Right, you could have said, if you hold Isser Moser and Kolel, you might have said, well, this item was already Usser. Who cares if it's more Usser? It's Usser, it's Usser to eat, so it's Usser also Hana, it's Usser. Mashenki, you might say, well, if the Isser has teeth to be chal on something else, so it could also be chal on here. Migo de chal alzeh, chal alzeh. So in either direction, one could think of these svara. But either way, here, what does the Gemara say? That the Chachamim hold one. So the Gemara says, Man haitana, to be Isser Kolel, Isser chal al iser lesle, iser kolel be iser chamur isle, right, which we call that an iser mosif, right, iser chamur. So, who is the opinion? Who is the opinion that we just described that iser kolel lesle, meaning just because it's more inclusive, it's not going to make a difference? So, that's why the get anasha of an avela is only chai of one, but the get anasha of an ola or a shorhaniskal, which are usser bahana, that's going to be chai of two. That's the question. So Amar Rava, Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi. Maybe it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Zvachim, Tami Shachal Kodesh. So what we're about to prove is, again, it's not going to be Mefurish, but as Rashi is going to say, we are going to prove that they do not hold of an Isser Kolel. And there's no proof that they don't hold of an Isser Mosif. So that's going to be the proof. We're not going to quote here a brisa that says beferish, no iser kolel, yes iser mosif. We're just going to quote a shita that says no iser kolel. We're going to be medayik. Okay, if no iser kolel, then at least maybe there's an iser mosif. So that's the raya that we're going to bring. So the Mishnah says, it's not. The Mishnah says in Zvachim Tamei she'achal kodesh. Again, there's a lot to talk about here, about the Isser Hana compared to Isser Achila, but can't get into it right now. This time, Tamei She'achal Kodesh, a Tamei person that eats a karbon. So a Tamei person is a chayev karis for eating a karbon. Not allowed to do that. But what happens if the karbon was Tamei and the person was Tamei? So a person cannot eat a Tamei karbon either. So that's what we're talking about here. Tamei She'achal Kodesh, Bein Kodesh Tamei, Bein Kodesh Tahar Chayiv. The Tanakhama says, a Tamei person is Chayiv in Isser Da'araisa, no matter if the carbon is Tamei or the carbon is Tahar. Rav Yosei Glili Omer, Tamei She'achal Asa Tahar Chayiv. If a tamei eats a tar carbon, then he is going to be chayav achatas, because that's the isser of tumas haguf, eating a carbon b'tumas haguf. Rashi quotes the pasuk va'nefesh shetoch al basar, right? Of tumas olav and ichrusa. Tamei shachal as a tamei pater. Reb Eli says if you're tamei and the carbon is tamei, then you are going to be pater. Shelo achal al davar tamei. Because it was ready, Tameh. Amrulo, they said, Aftami Shachal as a Tor. The Rabbanan say back, if you're telling me every time a Tameh person eats a Tameh carbon, he's not going to be Chayev, then he's never going to be Chayev. Why? Because the second that the Tameh person picks up the carbon, he's going to be Metameh it. So you're never going to have a Hechitimsi of a Tameh Shachal as a Tor. Kiva Chanaga bo Timuhu. So what does he answer back? Shaper Kamri Le Rabbanan Le Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What would Rabbi Yosi Aglili answer back? That sounds like a good claim, right? You'll never have. How can you say only a Tamei Shachal Es HaTohar? V'yamar Rava, and Rava explains. Benitma Haguf Yachar Kach Nitma Basar Kuliyam Lo Pligi Dechayiv. If first the person became Tamei, so at that point all karbanos were usher to him, and then the Nitma HaBasar after that, everybody agrees that you are going to be chayev the Isser Karis Kadim. Everybody agrees that you're going to be chayev there because the second you became Tamei, that is never paka. Right? At this moment in time, if you eat any tar carbon in the world, if you eat this piece of meat which you eventually ate, you're going to be chayev Karis. Just because it became Tamei afterwards doesn't remove that Isser Karis from you. Kipligi, the machlokas between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Chachamim is the opposite. Kipligi benitma basar v'yachar kach nitma haguf. If the carbon became tamei, and then you became tamei. Rabbanan islahu isser kolel. The Rabbanan say, okay, you are chayev for that isser kolel. Why? Demigu demichayev achatichos tahoros ta'alma machayev anahamiyachaticha tameya. When the person becomes tamei, he now is usher to eat all carbonos. He's also usher to eat this one, even though he was already usher to eat this one. But it includes more, and therefore isser kolel is chal. V'Rabbi Yosi Aglili, lesple isser kolel, demigu lo amrinan. He does not say isser kolel. Period. End of the brisa. The Gemara says, V'Rabbi Yosi Aglili, nihid isser kolel lesple b'isser kal, yavo isser chomor, yavo yachol isser kal. But he would agree by an isser mosif, by an isser that's more intense. Umayniyu tumas aguf, shere tumas aguf bakaris. But one second. But shouldn't he agree by an isser mosif? So really, this is really an isser mosif and an isser kolel, if it was the opposite order. So the Gemara says, Amar Avashi, man lemalanda betumas aguf chamura. Fascinating question. Who says that when he becomes tamei, and now, unlike before, if a tar person eats a tamei carbon, that's only a lav. If a tamei person eats a tar carbon, that's kares. But who says that makes it more chamor? Just because it has more of an onesh. Says the Gemara, Dilma tomas basar chamura. Maybe the fact that the carbon became tamei, that's more chamor. Why? What do you mean? It's only a lav. De les le tara b'mikvah. Because it's eternal. A person who is tamei, yes, there's an isser kares, but it could be temporary. He could go to the mikvah. So he could remove his status. Masha'en Kain, when a piece of meat that becomes tamei, food that became tamei have no possibility of becoming tar. The only item that happened to is water. Water that becomes tamei, you can do hashaka and make it tahar connected to the water. But other than that, not. So do we go by present, more intense status, or possibility of removal of this status? You know, what determines severity? Right, fascinating question. Right, we might have said for sure. What do you mean, isser kares? No, but that could be removed. That could you could remove that, and therefore it's different, right? And maybe the Gemara's bichlal behind this is about maybe a potential onesh chumras avera doesn't always reflect the status of the item. Again, we're trying to figure out just in terms of halachic conceptual, you know, what isser is chal on what. So, in a sense, if this is more strict, this is a permanent isser. So if it's a permanent isser, so in a sense, that could be more chomer. So, we're not gonna say that, tumah can be chal, and therefore, we end up saying that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is the shita that holds isser mosif, and not isser kola. Good. There is a discussion, about the Ramban here asks, and the Rambam in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, let's just read that Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, Perechess Halachavav seems to paskin in our case that we have been talking about like Rabbi Meir. Paraches halachavav says the Rambam, ha'ochel gedanasha shal nevela o shal trefa o shal ola, chayev shtayim. Right? If you eat the gedanasha of a nevela, you're chayev too. Or of a trefa, or of an ola, chayev shtayim. Why? What is the svara for that? Mitoch shenechlal be'isser shar gufa shehayamutter nechlal gamagid v'nosav alav isser acher. Right? Isser kolel. Right, because the isser of nevela includes more, includes the rest of the animal, then it includes both. What's the problem with the sheet of the Rambam? The Rambam paskins ain begidin beno sein tam. Right, that's what we paskin. We mentioned earlier. Says the Kesef Mishnah right here. He quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba. But Tshuvas HaRashba hikshes demuchach beverged anasha delamanda amar ain begidin beno sein tam ain isser mukdashim noigbo v'shekein pasak HaRambam. The Rambam said, "Uba ochel gid anasha de ola pasak de chayiv shtayim umandem chayiv shtayim al karcha isle di yesh begidim beno sein tam v'kasha didei adidei gam ani eini yodei adarko bazeh." Kesef Mishnah throws up his hands. I don't know how the Rambam can paskin this way. The Rambam paskins ain begidim beno sein tam. If ain begidim beno sein tam, then there's no iser of not kosher. There's no iser nevela. Iser nevela has to do with edibility, right? You eat a bone of a nevela. Right, it's not edible. It's not be chayim mishum nevela. It has to be edible. So if the Rambam paskins ain begidim beno sein tam elsewhere, like we had the sugyas of ain begidim beno sein tam, and the Rambam paskins that way in Perek Tesvav Halacha Yud Zayin. If we look later on in this in the same halachas, the Rambam says vahagid atzmo ain misharin bo ve'einon oser she'ain begidim beno sein tam, says a beferish. The Rambam Perek Tezlov, Halacha Yud Zayin. So how is it that the Rambam, the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Kesef Mishnah, will throw up their hands of Ein Begidim Beno Sein Tam? So Achronim, the stipler in Simi Yudala, tries to come up with some type of Achshave. We spoke about Achshave recently also. If I, even though something is inedible, if I choose to eat it, so maybe that gives it significance. Maybe that gives it significance. He says, I'll just read you from the stipler, and Simon Yudalad and Psachim. The Das HaRambam who, the Avo be Dein Begidim Beno Sein Tam, Velo Mechshev Achilo Lagabi Isser Tuma, Haino Dafka Betimea, Deleka Ba Isser Gid Hanashish in Ismaid Mikra, Avo Benevelas Behema Tahora, Achare Deika Isser Gid Hanashe, Verachmana Chayve, the Avo be De Eitzu Mikol Makom, Kima Dachshe Rachmana Lachila, Chayev Namia Isser Nevela, the Rachmana Karye Achila. Once the Torah calls it your usher for eating this gid, obviously the Torah is saying it's called an achila. You're chayef for eating the gid hanasha. So if you're chayef for eating the gid hanasha, maybe the gid hanasha of an avela too, you'd be chayef for, once the Torah says it is called that. Okay, but either way, it's a discussion in the achronim. Okay, we continue. We continue now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Lestle Isser Kolel. Does Rabbi Yosi Aglili really say that a more inclusive Isser is not chal? He only holds of Isser Mosef, not of Isser Kolel, but Vatanya. But we learned in the following, Tosefta, Shabbos v'Yom HaKippurim, it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, Shogag v'Asa Malacha, and he did Malacha. So how many, you can't do Malacha on Shabbos, you can't do Malacha on Yom Kippur. So Malacha on Yom Kippur, is not a Chiyuv, Kares. Right? We know eating on Yom Kippur is an Isser Kares. I take it back. It's an Isser Kares, but it's not a Chayvi Mises Bezdin. Right? Shabbos is an Isser Skila, and Yom Kippur is one notch less. Right? The other Hate Daladi Nuyim, right beside the Achilin Shtiyah, is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether that's Asa Daraisa without an Isser Kares, or it's not even Asa Daraisa. That's by the other Inuyim. But Malacha is for sure. It's a Malacha, it's a Pasuk in Chumash. V'yatanya, Shabbos Yom Kippurim, Shagav, Asa Malacha, Minayin Shachayim, Alzeba Atzma, Alzeba Atzma. How do you know you're chayev on both? Right, you're chayev on both. Right, how is that? For Shabbos and for Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Tamalomar Shabbos, he, Yom Kippur, who? Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. You're chayev on both, says Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, you're chayev al-achas, you only chayev one. Right, so you see from there, Isser Kolel on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Right, Yom Kippur is Aser Malacha, and that is more inclusive than Shabbos because you're not allowed to even allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Look at Rashi for a moment. Important Rashi. Shabbos Hil Hashem. B'Shabbos Breishes Ksiv. D'mashba Shimba Isser Acher Ima Yischayev Al Shma B'Fnei Atzma K'Dechsiv Hi. B'Chein Gavi Yom Kippurim D'Chsiv Hu. Right. So they both are emphasizing it's Shabbos, it's Yom Kippur. You can't not have Shabbos and Yom Kippur in terms of the Isser. V'Hani Isser Basachas Nenu. Really, at this stage, we're not bothered by that. The Gemara will bring it up later. That really these are Isurim Babasachas. Taha Bahadi Adadi also Kishakidishayom. Right? When the Yunt day starts, they're both at the same time. Mihu. But here's the question. E Amrit Bishlama Isla Rabbi Yosei Glili Biser Kol Elo Mosif the Chayli Ashar Isurim. If Rabbi Yosei Glili agrees by Mosif and Kol El, so then Ikalamei Marmishum Hachi Mischayev Atravayu, then you could understand that even your chababas, even when they're chababas achas, you're chayav both. Tohayinami, havi efshar, dekadmi, chalachabri, havi asi chabri, vechalalai. Because even if theoretically you could have one before the other by Yom Kippur and Shabbos, then it would be, they could be chal together as well. Why? The Shabbos gaba Yom Kippur is her mosifu. The avi Yom Kippur kadem avi chayav al zadon malacha kares, vechiasi Shabbos yitosa be misas bezdin. Shabbos is more chamur. It's an Isser Mosif. It's Mises Bezin as compared to Kares. And Yom Kippur is an Isser Kolel. Because Shabbos is also b'malacha, and Mutter ba'achila, and Yom Kippur is now Aser even ba'achila. So if you say, Rashi says this is the question of the Gemara. If you say that Rabbi Yosei Glili agrees by Isser Mosif and Isser Kolel, Shabbos after Yom Kippur would be an Isser Mosif. Yom Kippur after Shabbos would be an Isser Kolel. So if you say that would work, then you could understand that they're both chal b'basachas as well. Ela e amrit b'isr kolav isr mosiv lo chayli. But if you say that by isr mosiv and kolel they're not chal, then why should they be chal even basachas? The Gemara's question is that it's either a package. If you say the other two aren't chal, then even isr basachas shouldn't be chal. Ki azu adadi amai chayli atravayu. That's the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Rezek Lui doesn't hold the isr kolel, but what do you mean? He says by Shabbos and Yom Kippur when they're chal basachas, and the assumption is if he rejects isr kolel, he wouldn't even agree to basachas. So the Gemara could have answered, no, that's not true. Basachas they are, as we'll see. Shalach Ravim Mishum Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Kachatzor Shal Mishnah Eifach. Okay, maybe he says Eifach. Switch it that maybe Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one that says Yechayev one and not two. Rashi says, the Gemara could have also answered, Rabbi Yosef Glili agrees, but Yosef Basachas. The Gemara could have answered that, but the Gemara chose not to give that. Rashi says another answer, a couple of answers the Gemara could have used, but that's what the Gemara says here. Tosfos, actually, let's leave that. Let's continue for a moment. Shalach Rav Yisrael Bar Yaakov Bar Giori Mishum Rabbi Yochanan L'Divi Rabbi Yosei Aglili L'Maida Afchan, according to Rabbi Yosei Aglili's, the switch that we made, that you're only chayiv one, so then Rabbi Yochanan, the suggestion that Rabbi Yochanan says is that which is the one that you're chayiv on? Right? According to the switch, Rabbi Kiva originally, but now Rabbi said, you're chayiv one by Shabbos Yom Kippur. So the suggestion is made, you're chayiv for the Shabbos. Why? Shogeg b'Shabbos Yizib Yom Kippurim, chayiv, you're chayiv achatas. Yizib b'Shabbos Shogeg b'Yom Kippurim, pater. My taima. Why are you chayiv for Shabbos and not for Yom Kippur? Amar Abaya, Shabbos kfiya v'kaima. Shabbos is always there. Conceptually, it comes first. Because it comes every 7 days. Yom Kippur, Beis Dina hu dekabayilei. Beis Din decides when it's going to be Yom Kippur. So when Beis Din decides the Rosh Chodesh, they say, okay, Yom Kippur is going to be next Shabbos, but it's already Shabbos. So in a certain sense, fascinating, you don't determine basachas or first by chronological time, but ontological existence, so to speak. And therefore, Shabbos existed on this day first, and therefore, that's, you're going to be chayav for the Shabbos. Good. Again, every line here is full, but let's just continue a little more. Amalei Rava, sof trafai ba'adah de'yadadika asu. Maybe Rava is saying, come on, lamaisa, don't go by conceptual analysis. Go by, when is it chal, when did it start? Shabbos and Yom Kippur started the exact same moment. This gets into a little bit, maybe Tosefes. Tosefes Shabbos, right, the question in the Achronim, is Tosefes automatic? Is it actually the calendaric day earlier, or is it more Mishum Neder? And could you be Mekabel? The Achronim says, could you be Mekabel? If it's Shabbos Yontif, could you be Mekabel one without the other? Right? So here, it doesn't sound like from this Gemara you can be Mekabel one without the other. Unless you say, Shabbos Yom Kippur is different than Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yom Kippur are more connected themes. You can't be Mechalik between the two Shabbos Shabbosons. Mashiach and Shabbos Yom Kippur. Shabbos Yontif, maybe you can be Mechalik. But either way, Rava does not like this as the definition of Kadim, and therefore Rava rejects. Rava rejects. Again, what was the first version of Rabbi Yochanan? When we say you're Chayav one for Shabbos Yom Kippur, it's the Shabbos one. Right? Because that's Kfiyah V'Kaima. So Rava says, no, I disagree. So Elama Rava says, no. It's a wet, you're right. You're only chayef for that Shabbos one. But you know why? Because it was a specific case Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. Shmad ahavi, it was shas ha-shmad. It was shas ha-shmad when the goyim did not let us have Yom Kippur that year. And if they would have seen us having Yom Kippur, they would have killed all of us. So it was, Yom Kippur is not Yehori Vayavar. V'sholcho mitam, and they sent from Bavel, v'sholcho mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael, to Yom HaTikipur, da ha-shasa shabzahu. Do Yom Kippur next Shabbos. It wasn't the 10th of Tishrei. Do Yom Kippur next Shabbos, because the goyim won't know. At least keep Yom Kippur. Why? Because we don't work anyway on Shabbos. They know that. So we won't be eating. That's not something public. They won't realize that. And why keep it that way? Kedesh lo tishkakech toras Yom Kippur. So at least you don't have a Yom Kippur, a year that you didn't have Yom Kippur. Look at Rashi on the 6th wide line. Also Yom HaKippurim b'Shabbos, afo pi she'en ochal lios bo, kedesh lo tishkakech toras Yom Kippur, v'ha'oivim lo yavinu bo. That's why you were only Chayim Mishum Shabbos that year, because it wasn't really Yom Kippur. That's what they were describing. Mishum debechol Shabbos nami lo avdi malacha, v'hu Yom HaKippurim kam Rabbi Yitzchak, demshogel bo vizah b'Shabbos pater, v'olav Yom HaKippurim hu v'ein shekagaso shkaga. Fascinating. Also, when Rava came, and he quoted that like Rava. So what did it mean? The only chayav one mishum Shabbos? Is it lumdis that Shabbos comes first and ein yisrach halis or Yom Kippur on Shabbos? Or no? That was a specific case. There is an unbelievable ritva quoted here that is quoted by the later achronim. So the ritva says, 2 points. Number one, shas hashmad, even arach to the mesana. Right, even how you tie your shoes is Yarav al-Yavar. Oh, Shas HaShmad. Oh, Yom Kippur is not Pikuach Nefesh, not Yarav al-Yavar. Everything is Yarav al-Yavar by Shas HaShmad. What's the Gemara talking about? Right, so that's the Gemara. Vichu Betosus. Hey, Chefshur, Shabidu Yom Kippur and B'Shas HaGzeira. B'Shas HaGzeira, Fila Raksa, the Messani, Yarav al-Yavar. V'nir Ali, says the Ritva, to Holokasha. To Kiddush, this is a collector's item Ritva. Right, it's quoted. The Ritva in Chul and Daf Kuf Aleph. Here it is, right here, today's Daf. He says, Hey Chefshav, Venirali, the Holokasha, the Kiddush Chadashim de Bezdin Asehu. V'asei, v'asei Yavar v'al Yeharik. It's a mitzvah asei to be Mekadish Chadashim. And if you're not Mekadish Chadashim, it's a bitul asei. That, you don't have to even b'shas hashmad. Bitul asei is, elem kein lumidus chasidusu. The efshar dahachi gazru lebezdin shalol lakadsho de ein kan Yom HaKippurim. What does that mean? The Ritva sounds like the Ritva is saying that if Bezdin is not Mekadesh L'Chodesh, there's no Rosh Chodesh. And if there's no Rosh Chodesh, there's no Yom Kippur. There's only Yom Kippur, there's only, let's say, Shas HaShmad, is if there is a Yom Kippur and you don't keep the Yom Kippur. But if you're not Mekadesh L'Chodesh and you don't declare it as Tishrei, and you're Tishrei, then Mamela, what are you doing wrong? It says in the footnotes here, he says, Ayin Klei Chemda, Sheik Shar Rabbeinu, Keitzad Kasev. What do we say for Rosh Hashanah? Today is Rosh Chodesh, if Bezdin declares it. And if they don't, then tomorrow is automatically Rosh Chodesh. Right? What's the whole Shaila? Right, the whole Shaila is not, it's going to be one day, right? One day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, either the first day or the second day. So what's the Ritva talking about? We paskin, im lo nira chodesh bismano, im akachin, osorik, umukish, muubar, kvar kichu, ashamayim. Umashma, dezer rak bisman, shabezin shalmati, cholom rotum, likvor behem rosh chodesh. Avabakam, shayin bezin shalmata, kovim oso, kagom bishas akzera, ein bezin shalmala, makachin oso klau. Wow. Right, that's discussed by the Achronim. The Ritva says, no Yom Kippur. If Bezdin decides this year, there's not going to be Yom Kippur because of the situation. Believe Bezdin, there is no Yom Kippur. Again, it's much discussed by the Achronim, but the Margolia, all the Achronim discuss it. But this is the issue. Period. The Chashuk Echemen here discusses, this has to do with Shabbos. Could have been anywhere Shabbos is described. I don't know why it's here, but it's here. Says the case, somebody was choshesh that his in-law's food wasn't up to standard, up to par in terms of Ilchus Kashrus. So he always tried to come up with excuses that he wouldn't take food. And Lamaisa, one time he comes back home and he sees on Friday night, he sees a big chalent on the hot plate or in the crock pot that it came from his in-laws. So what did he do? He was a kasson. He got very angry and he poured some milk into the Fleishik Shalant. Pours the milk to the Fleishik Shalant. V'shava kos chala v'shabbat toch sirah b'siri. His wife sees that he was mechal shabbos isudar isa. He poured milk into the hot shalant on Shabbos. She says, forget it, I'm leaving. And she goes, look what a kasan, you violated chil shabbos and basa b'cholav and batashchis. Says, I'm out of here. So the Chachuk Echemet said what he did was terrible. He says he violated, but he says it could be, once we're talking about Mesechas Chulin, it could be that it wasn't isudar isa what he did. Why? Well, what's the issue? First of all, maybe he was makalkel, right? That's bishul b'shabbos. Makalkel is asad rabbanon on Shabbos. Right? He ruined the food. Number two, bishul basav b'chalav. Some achronim say that bishul basav b'chalav is only asad. What does the Kesem Mishnah say at the beginning of Hilchos Mas? It's a siyag daraisa for eating it. But if the whole purpose of your creating a basav b'chalav is so that you don't eat it, what? That's going to be asad daraisa. Or what you're trying to do is to create a way that you're not going to eat it. So maybe there's no asad daraisa basav b'chalav. They talk about it in terms of doing chemical experiments for certain scientific knowledge. Cook doing basav b'chalav in order to do scientific experiments. Maybe there's no daraisa there. So that's a discussion. It's a discussion. Okay, there's a whole discussion here about what about Baal Tashchis? Okay. Anyway, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda v'halom ibnei Yaakov v'chulu. Tanya. So the Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that of course it applies to not kosher animals. Why? Because it was also ibnei Yaakov. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda v'chinomar alkein lo yochol ibnei Yaakov alo nomar ela ibnei Yisrael. It says, Lo Yochel B'nei Yisrael is Kedanasha, V'lo Nikru B'nei Yisrael at Sinai. How can you say it was Asr for the Shvatim? Right? It wasn't, Lo Nikru B'nei Yisrael, they weren't called B'nei Yisrael until our Sinai. Ella, B'Sinai Namar, Ella Shenachle Bimkomo, Leida Mezatam Nasalem. It was really only Nasar Bahar Sinai, and the reason was only, it was put in Vayishlach in order to tell us what the reason is. These few lines sound like Shitas Rashi from yesterday, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says, it was Asur, but it's, the Ar Isur just doesn't have to do with them. This Gemara really sounds like Rashi. It wasn't Asur to the brothers. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to write the Torah, he put this Isur back in Vayishlach. That's what it Mamer sounds like. Sounds like. Masav Rava, because the Gemara says, it says, Lo Yochel B'nei Yisrael. They weren't called B'nei Yisrael until later. So Masav Rava, but one second, Vayisur B'nei Yisrael is Yaakov Aviyim. It says in Vayechi that they carried, when they went to bury Yaakov, it says B'nei Yisrael is Yaakov Aviyim. Right? So it says, it should be Asur, at least from then. La'achar Maisa. No, La'achar Maisa. That was after the fighting with the Malach. That was after, Rashi says. After he was fighting with the Malach, and he got his name changed. So the Gemara says, okay, at least from that time, B'nei Yisrael. Amalei Ravacha b'rei d'Rav al-Ravashi, mi'ahisha haitalitzer. At least from that time, it should be Nesar. Amalei v'chitor pa'amim nitna. Hahushaita lav shas ma'isa havi, v'lo shas batan Torah havi. You can't say that. Certain Yisurim started at certain random moments in history. There was certain moments that there was Sivuyim, and there was Kabbalah HaTorah. So either Kabbalah HaTorah, or at the end, right, you can't just say, okay, it's an Isser starts when Yaakov's name was changed. That's not a start of a halachic reality, and therefore that's not going to be true. Just to end off, the Tosa Rush here has an unbelievable kasha. He says, what does Rava say? Rava says, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael's Yaakov. So you see, they're called b'nei Yisrael then, and therefore, you know, the Isser, right? It says, Lo Yochel b'nei Yisrael, get on Asha. Says the Tosa Rush. How did the brothers know that they would be called b'nei Yisrael then? Right, they're called B'nai Yisrael then. V'kasha, heichi masi la'akshuye mi v'yisu B'nai Yisrael zaviyem, litzru B'nai Yisrael begin anashe, v'alo ze ha'pasa kasvu Moshe, kashe kasav ha'Torah, u'mayedu B'nai Yaakov, sh'asin Moshe l'kosvo. What did the brothers know about what Moshe Rabbeinu was going to write in the Torah? Oh, here the Torah calls them B'nai Yisrael. They're B'nai Yaakov. Hilkach, nira lefaresh, me'ahu maisa she'berchu ha'makom v'karo Yisrael. It's not that the pasuk calls them that. It's that Hashem called him that, and the brothers knew that Hashem called him that. Hashem called him that. So maybe that's the, it's not asking, oh, the brothers should have known what it says in the Torah. No, the brothers didn't know that yet. Anyway. Okay, there's a lot more here, but we'll have to stop. Tana Rabbanan. And, enjoy again the next daf we put up from the last cycle, and then we will, pick up when we get into the last daf in, Gidan Asha on Daf Kof Gimel. Okay, we'll stop here.